They complement each other really well, because I feel like Earl is sort of the parent in the relationship. I mean, Greg is always like the child, even his relationship with Rachel and his relationship with Earl. He's always like the more immature one, I feel like.
Yeah. It's like one of those situations where opposites attract type things. You know, like a positive and a negative won't make, you know, good
batteries.
Well, yeah, put it like that.
Magnets.
Darn it.
Was it tough doing, like, I mean, the more emotional sequences? I mean, because it's not, there's not a lot of verbal interactions, like, after you shave your head. There's a lot of just moments, of just the two of you guys. Mm-hmm. What was that, shooting those silent kind of moments?
Well, by then, we had such a comfortability with each other.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those scenes we didn't really, like, rehearse that much, because we knew the script so well, and some of the scenes we had been doing since the audition process. So
we were very in sync with each other.
Yeah,
I felt,
yeah, and we didn't want to, like...
Nothing was forced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to waste on rehearsals or anything, so we would get there and just kind of pour it all out in the first few takes, and it was... And we just kind of went with that.
Just the material was just so emotional, and we'd had that for 9 months before we shot the film, so we'd lived with it for a while, and it just kind of felt innate, like, there wasn't much connecting with brain to do actions or any motives. It just kind of felt very instinctual.